This is class 9th English language and literature course, workbook, class 9. I am Dolly Dhawan, your guide for the listening task. Today, you're going to listen to Unit 2, Listening Task, workbook, page number 33. This is a talk on the healing aspect of music. You're going to listen to this talk and answer the question that follows in your workbook. You will listen to the passage twice if required. Music as a therapy. Rhythm and harmony find their way into the inward places of the soul, rightly said by Plato. Music is often referred to as food for the soul due to the several benefits we can derive from experiencing it. Music can be pleasure for some and a way to relax for others. It also motivates and energizes listeners. Music is indeed a universal language which can bring nations together and unite people with different faiths as it touches one's soul. In the mainstream, music is mainly known for its entertainment quotient. But the Indian culture also talks about the healing effects of music through Rag Chikitsa. Rag Chikitsa has helped in reviving an ancient healing practice known as Nad Yoga. Nad is a musical sound which is believed to have curative effects on the body and soul of all creatures. Consequently, its power is therapeutic and is used in curing diseases. Medical research has found music therapy to aid patients in pain management. It is not surprising as music affects the body and mind significantly. One experiences positive energy by listening to music. Music lifts one from clouds of desolation. Rhythms, particularly upbeat music, helps one distract oneself from situations that cause stress and brightens one's mood. Music lowers anxiety levels, relaxes mind, and brings optimism. It is said that listening to soft, sedative music once a day can help overcome depression. Music therapy finds its traces in mythology. The story of Hippocrates, the Greek father of medicine, dates back to 400 BC. He is known to have used music to cure his patients. This therapy also aids stroke victims to heal at a faster rate, since it increases the patient's emotional comforts and motivates them to move towards the path of recovery. On the other hand, adolescents too are benefited by music in terms of emotional, social, and psychological well-being. Music is a force that purifies beings from within. This is class 9th English language and literature course, workbook, class 9. I am Dolly Dhawan, your guide for the listening task. Today, you're going to listen to Unit 2, Listening Task, workbook, page number 33. This is a talk on the healing aspect of music. You're going to listen to this talk and answer the question that follows in your workbook. You will listen to the passage twice if required. Music as a therapy. Rhythm and harmony find their way into the inward places of the soul, rightly said by Plato. Music is often referred to as food for the soul due to the several benefits we can derive from experiencing it. Music can be pleasure for some and a way to relax for others. It also motivates and energizes listeners. Music is indeed a universal language which can bring nations together and unite people with different faiths as it touches one's soul. In the mainstream, music is mainly known for its entertainment quotient, but the Indian culture also talks about the healing effects of music through Rag Chikitsa. Rag Chikitsa has helped in reviving an ancient healing practice known as Nad Yoga. Nad is a musical sound which is believed to have curative effects on the body and soul of all creatures. Consequently, its power is therapeutic and is used in curing diseases. Medical research has found music therapy to aid patients in pain management. It is not surprising as music affects the body and mind significantly. One experiences positive energy by listening to music. Music lifts one from clouds of desolation. Rhythms, particularly upbeat music, helps one distract oneself from situations that cause stress and brightens one's mood. Music lowers anxiety levels, relaxes mind, and brings optimism. It is said that listening to soft, sedative music once a day can help overcome depression. Music therapy finds its traces in mythology. The story of Hippocrates, the Greek father of medicine, dates back to 400 BC. He is known to have used music to cure his patients. This therapy also aids stroke victims to heal at a faster rate, since it increases the patient's emotional comforts and motivates them to move towards the path of recovery. On the other hand, adolescents too are benefited by music in terms of emotional, social, and psychological well-being. Music is a force that purifies beings from within.